You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, yes, Beverly, it's about time for a miracle. It's about time for the miracle. It's about time for your miracle. We thank God for another day, another opportunity to come into your home, to come into your cars, to come up under where you're tuning into us by the radio stations. We're also glad that you took time out this morning to just stay right here on these dials. Come on here, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, other station that was called out. You took time just to stay right here. You stay with me, I'll stay with you for 1 hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's about time for your miracle. I don't care what it looks like, feels like. Come on here. I don't care what it even trying to taste like. It's time for your miracle today. It's time for what? Your miracle. Time for you to do what? Come up, come cross, and come through, and come out. Because guess what? God is still on the throne. He will never lose his power. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Come on, we got to trust in God. That's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be trusting in God. We got to stay trusting in God. Because guess what? The enemy will try to come and tell you that it's not going to work. The enemy will try to come and just tell you what's the use, what's the hope. You've been doing this. But I come by the radio station today. I'm live in the studio today to tell you that our God still sits on the throne. Our God still can do what he say he's going to do. Amen. But we just got to do what? Believe and trust him. Amen. We do give God the praise. We give God the glory. We give God the honor. This is truly your host, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. The pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Hallelujah. We're grateful to you. You and you, those that will be coming on, those that will be listening, amen. We're so glad that you took time out to listen to the radio broadcast this morning. Please tag, please share, call someone, and let them know that we're on the air now for 1 hour from 9 to 10. I want you to come on and go with me. Amen. Come on, shall we go to a word of prayer? Bow your heads if you can. Amen. If you're working and you're listening, keep continue what you're doing, but take time out within your heart. As we go to the Lord in prayer, as we go to the throne of prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, a name above every name, that every knee must bow to, every tongue must confess to, that Jesus is Lord. Now, God, we thank you because you're still on the throne. We thank you because you're able to do a seat above all we think or ask, Father. And we want to thank you today, Father God, for those that are on the other side of this dial, God. Those are on the other side of Cypress audience, Father. We want to thank you now, God, how you allowed us to come together. We want to thank you how you kept us this morning. Hallelujah. As we already started their daily occupation, some at home, God, some have the day off, perhaps, God. Business got to be taken care of. We thank you for the favor of God today. We thank you for the sick and shut in, Father. We thank you today, God, because we know that you're able to do a scene of all we think and ask. Thank you for those that are incarcerated, Father. We thank you for touching them. We thank you now, God, that they will peace will be their portion, Father. And we thank you today because we're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God once again to all of you. Amen. We thank God for you joining in with us this morning. Again, we can't thank God enough. Amen. For what he's done and for what he's going to do in advance. Amen. We do give God the praise. We do give God the glory, and we give him the honor. Praise our God forevermore. He lives today. He lives today. Not only do he live today, he lives forevermore. Praise our God. He's a God that can, and he's a God that will. He have done it, and he will do it over and over again. But we must believe God. Amen. We want to take time out now to send our condolences out to the bereaved families, those that have gone through bereavement hour, those that will be going through bereavement hour, amen, this week coming up, amen, or this weekend. We want to let you know that we are praying for you, amen. We are praying for you and with you, whether it will be with a spouse, whether it will be with children, cousins, nieces and nephews, aunties, however you go, even we are there with you in prayer. We want to pray now, continue for Lalio and the Ambo family. We want to continue to pray for the Camel family, Pastor Ernest Camel. We want to continue to pray for them as they go through the Clark family. We're going to continue to pray for them as they have gone through and will go through some more times, amen, this week, amen, perhaps still grieving the loss of their loved ones. We want to continue to pray for these families. Pray for them that you know that I don't know that's going through bereavement hour. Prayer will keep you. Prayer will work. We need somebody to pray for us. Amen. Amen. So when we walk through these difficult times in our lives, we've got somebody praying for us. We've got somebody that can stand in the gap while we yet grieving and pray us through. Amen. To see us through. We want you to know we love you. We want you to know we are praying for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to take time out now to celebrate all of you that have had a birthday this month. Amen. Hallelujah. July. Amen. We want to thank God for you celebrating your birthday, your anniversaries. Amen. We thank God for you. Our prophet is right. Elder Wright, God bless you. We thank God for you. Evangelist Harvey, thank God for you. Birthday celebration. Elder Wright, birthday celebration, anniversary celebration. Thank God for you all. Amen. And my brother Timothy, happy birthday to him. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a lot of more. And we just say happy birthday to all of you that share this month and birthdays and anniversaries. We pray that you have a blessed day. And those of you whose birthday haven't gotten here yet, maybe arriving this week or later on down in the month, we thank God for your happy birthday to you and anniversary. Praise our God. Listen, get ready just for a few little announcements. Get ready. Get ready. Oh, my God. It's going to be a powerful back revival coming where to Melbourne, Florida. Oh, my God. Melbourne, I'm telling you, it's going to be packed. The anointing of God, the healing, the power of God will take place every night. Come on, come over, come cross, come out, come up and come through and watch God do what he say he's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Right there on US 1, praise our God, Apostle Janet Jackson. We're going to be there with her in the congregation. Oh, we're coming in. Hallelujah. We're believing God. Amen. Without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, my God. He's going to be moving. You do not want to miss this revival at the end of the month. Praise God. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be powerful. God is going to be moving by his spirit and by his power. We want you to come over. We want you to come out. We want you to come cross and come through and come out of this situation. Amen. God is going to work it out. Bring them. Bring them. Come on. Bring them by the car load. Bring them by the bus load. Come on. Bring them. Come on. Hallelujah. Help them get there to this service. And I'm telling you, we will see a change because God is still in the healing business. God is still in any kind of situation you can't handle. God got it. God handling. He still worked miracles. Amen. Praise our God. And then, amen, we're going to be with Bishop Blackman. Oh, my God. We're going to be with Bishop Blackman. Hallelujah. That is going to be in August. So we got a month. We got a month after you don't miss this revival. But if you do, you got August. August the 10th through the 14th. We will be there with Bishop Blackman. Hallelujah. Oh, God, it's going to be something right there in Melbourne, Florida. I'm going to look to see you. I'm going to love. I would love to meet you. Those of you that I have not met, hallelujah. Those of you that I have seen and I haven't seen in a while, I would like to see you in these services. Amen. So come be with us. Amen. As we be with you, come be with us. We're looking forward to seeing you. We're looking forward to meeting you. Praise God, because who he is what he's going to do. He's going to do what he say he's going to do because he's God all by himself. And I believe God will do it if you what? Believe. If you believe. Do you believe? Yes, I believe. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. It's about time for your miracle again. Amen. We do thank God for our Lady Watkins. Amen. Our First Lady, Lady Watkins, God bless you. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Watkins, bless your heart. Thank God for our church mother, Mother Brown. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah to all the saints of God, all the evangelists there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Evangelist Mara, God bless you. Evangelist Blackman, bless you. Evangelist Harvey, bless you. Amen. Evangelist Victoria, all of you that's there. Amen. Evangelist that's there. We thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Prophetess, God bless you. Prophetess Rita, God bless you. Prophetess Gathers, Prophetess Carissa Moses, God bless all of you. Pastor Jamal, thank God for you. We thank God for the body of Christ at the Power of Faith, our sisters and our brothers. Amen. We're so grateful to you today and that you're tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. God bless you, Sister Orlean. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Now, listen, I don't want you to feel like you're forsaken. I don't want you to feel like God has forgotten you. Because guess what? God has not forgotten you. You're on God's heart. You're on God's mind. Come on. Because what I like what he said. I know the thoughts and the plan that I have think towards you. So you're not forgotten. You're going through it, but you're not forgotten. You feel like you're alone, but you're not alone. God is there with you. And not only is God with you, he's going to bring you out. But we got to do what? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do what? Do good. And do what? Depart from evil. Come on. Depart from evil. No matter what the enemy is trying to say, God is still who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. But what we have to do, what we have to do, apostle, what we have to do, all we got to do is continue to fight the good fight of faith. All we got to continue to do is hold on to the promises of God. Amen. He will come. He that will come shall come. And he's going to do what he say he's going to do. But we must do what? Trust in the Lord. We must do what? Trust in the Lord. And do what? Lean not to what? Our own understanding. In all thy ways. That's right, Sister Cynthia. Rodney. That's right. We got to trust in the Lord. It looks hard. Sometimes the enemy come in. The Bible said when the enemy come in like a flood, the Lord will do what? Lift up a standard. He's going to take care of his people. He's going to provide for his people. He's still in the healing business. He's still in the providing business. He's still making a way out of no way. You can't see the way. You can't see the way nor feel the way. But God has already what? Made a way. God has already what? Opened up the doors. God has already do what? Hallelujah. Closed doors that need to be closed. All we got to do is continue to keep the faith. Continue to believe God. Continue to speak faith-filled words that do what? Dominate faith-filled words that do what? Take root faith-filled words. Come on. You create your atmosphere with your words. Every morning you get up. Every evening, you go out through the days. Evening, you create your world with your words. Powerful words. Come on. Hallelujah. If you say you're going to be overtaken, you're going to be overtaken with whatever you're confessing. Come on. If you say it's a hard old way, it's going to be a hard old way. Why? Because it's have coming out. It came out your mouth. It come out your mouth. You got to watch. You shape your world. You shape your world with the words that you're speaking out of your mouth. But we got to trust God. God bless you, Pastor Cleveland. Mark Cleveland, God bless you in Georgia. I seen you in Georgia. I want you to know God is in there. God can do it. But we got to be careful what we're saying. We got to be careful what words we're using because we trust in God. Praise our God. We trust in our God. Our God still is Jehovah Jireh. Our God is still Jehovah Shabbat. Our God is still Jehovah Nisi. Our God is still who he say he is. He's going to do what he say he's going to do, but we must, come on, trust him. We must keep trusting him. Come on, come on. We must keep believing. Come on. We must keep knocking, seeking. He's going to do it. Amen. I don't care what the enemy's saying, Sister Tanya. Oh, I need you to type that address of the church where it's going to be revival for me on the screen. I know God can do it. I know he will do it. I believe he will do it because it's going to be by your words. Now, guess what? The word of God is already there. The word of God is just waiting for you to do what? Put it into the atmosphere. The Word of God is waiting for you to open up and put it into the atmosphere. All you got to do is begin to speak this word. All you got to do is declare this word and watch what God said. The enemy is trying his best to make the people of God look like it's not working, look like it's not going to work, but God is able to do it. God will bring you out. God will bring you out. He's trying to make the God's people feel like we are left behind. He's trying to make God's people feel like God don't hear us. But I know he heard us. And I believe he heard us. Come on, I need to get a witness out there. Come on. I know God is still on the throne. We trust God. We trust God in everything. Come on here. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Hallelujah. And he knows them that are in his hand. He's not going to let the enemy overtake us. He's not going to let the enemy, come on here, come on, hallelujah, wipe us out. We can't, hallelujah, allow that. Because guess what? God is not thee. He is with us. Come on. He's there. Hallelujah. He's omnipresent. Hallelujah. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. Because his word would do what? Go out. And it would not return unto him void. But it will do what? Accomplish what he set it out to do, because we trust in God. We trust in our God. Do you trust him today? Do you believe he can do it? Are you waiting on him? Yes. Do I trust him? Yes. Come on. I know some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we trust in the name of our God, who is able to do exceeding abundant all we think or ask. God is God. Even in what you're in right now, God is God. God can do it. God will do it only if you do what? Believe. Come on. I shared with the body of Christ yesterday in ministering. Guess what? He says it. The word of God says it. The gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. Just the gates alone, not what's behind the gates of hell. It can't do nothing. The gates of hell, listen, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. God is with you today, but we got to trust him. God is with us. Come on. It's nothing that you're going through that God cannot bring you out of. Come on, praise the name of Jesus. In the gates of hell, that word blessed me on yesterday. Sometimes you preaching and it gets you and it make you happy. It brings you. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. God is who he say he's going to do. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. But you got to do what? Trust God. Trust him in the midst of what you're in. Know this without a shadow of a doubt. Our God is able to do is but to see all we think or ask. Trust God. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that God is not going to work it out. Don't allow the enemy to paint a picture to tell you that our God does not hear you. I believe it. I know it. And he's going to do it. Because why? His words say so. I believe. And what about you? Take God at his word. Come on, let's go to the scripture right quick. And we're still talking about trusting in God. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. I'm going to show it to you. Praise our God. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Let's go to Psalms 125. Psalms 125, perhaps, it says right here, they that trust in the Lord shall be as a mountain of Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. Come on. You trust in God. When you trust in God, you cannot be moved about what's going on, about what the enemy is trying to say or do. According to the scripture, what we're just reading right here in Psalms 125, it says, they that trust in the Lord, not nothing else, they that trust in the Lord, come on, shall be as a mountain. Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. So no matter what we're going through with, no matter what it looks like this day of July the 20th, come on here, 9/19, I don't care. You cannot be moved by what you're going through because we trust in who? We trust in God. We believe and we take God at his word. He is who he say he is. Come on. They shall not be moved. Come on here. But shall abide forever. Oh, my God. But shall abide forever. Come on here. Girl, I love this. It said, but they shall abide forever, even as the mountain are round about Jerusalem. I love it. So the Lord is around about his people. God is around every situation. God, come on, somebody need to say something to me out here. Let me know something. Let me know that this word is in you. You agree with the word. God is around about you. He's with you. You're not alone. You're going to make it through this. It's not going to overtake you. It said God is around about his people. And one scripture says he knows them that are his. And whom he have in his hand, nobody can pluck them out. Come on. And then one the songwriter wrote a song, Pastor Cleveland, trouble don't last always. Come on. God is with us. He's with you. I want you to see this. I want you to know this. I want you to believe this. God is with you. God is going to bring you out. God is taking you through this. Not because you're going through that, you've done something wrong. God is there. Hallelujah. He's proven himself to you. Hallelujah. And he's proving himself to the surrounding things that are round about you while they're watching you to see if you're going to come out, to ones that are looking for you to fall. God going to do it. It says right here. Come on. Hallelujah. God is around about his people for in much as even forever. For much as for even forever. God is with you. God is with you. He said, for the rising of the wicked shall, oh my God, shall not rest upon the law of the righteous. Oh, this thing is not going to rest upon you. It's not going to rest upon you. Come on, read it right there. It's not going to rest upon you. The enemy meant it for your bad, but God's going to turn that thing around. It ain't going to even rest upon you according to the scripture what we're reading now. Come on here. The Lord, hallelujah, he shall stretch forth his hand, hallelujah, until the Lord is going to stretch forth his hand. He's going to bring you through it. He's going to bring you out of it. But we got to do what? Trust in God. We got to trust in God. Do not trust in the things that you're going through. Because guess what? You trusted in it, but you're only going through it. It's only temporary. Because guess what? You're coming out. Excuse me. You're coming out. You're coming out. I'm coming out of this. Somebody need to type it on the screen. I'm coming out of this because why? I trust in God. I'm coming through this because I trust God. I'm not stopping through this. I'm not going to allow the enemy to make me think God is not going to bring me out. Because guess what? I'm using the words of the Lord. I'm using powerful words. It's not a cliche. I'm not using a cliche. I'm not using what I heard. I'm using the word of God. For the Bible said that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Going in, cutting, getting to the joint, the marrow, the son of the bone. So we know if you use the word while you're going through, if you use the word, hallelujah, you got to come out. You got to come up. You got to come over. You got to come cross. You got to come through it. Because why? The word of God is going to take us through. I believe in the word of God. I believe the word of God. I believe the word of God. I take God at his word because guess what? He said he sent his word and he did what? And he healed them. Come on. He sent his word and he healed them. Come on. Wake up. I'm not talking about from the natural sleep. Wake up. Hear what the Lord is saying. Open their ears and hear what the Lord is saying. Come on. Do not, hallelujah. One scripture said God take it offend God when we don't use his word. It offend God. Yes, it hurts him when we don't use the authority that he's given to us as believers. He said, I give to you the keys of the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom. So that means I've got access to this word. I got access to the kingdom. I got access to the kingdom principles. And why we got to do? Use it, and we got to do what? Trust in God. Come on, hallelujah. 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 I just feel good. Trust God today. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that it's not going to work. Because guess what? When you trust in God, let me go here. When you trust in God, and I'm just going to go back over here from where we was yesterday a little bit. When you trust in God, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Listen, God stands assured. His word stands for sure. All we got to do is do what? Trust God. Take him at his word. Because guess what? He's still who he say he is. He's going to do exactly, excuse me, what we believe in him to do. He can do it. He will do it. He have done it. Come on. Praise our God. Yes, Lord. I love it. I love it. It says right here. He asked them a question. Who do men say that I am? And they went on to say, some said thou art the Christ. Some said, no. Some said thou art John the Baptist. Some said thou art Elijah. Come on. And others, Jeremiah, the prophet. But then he says right here, he said unto them, but who, in the 15th verse, he says, but who, okay, that's Acts, I'm sorry, Matthew 16 and 15. And he said unto them, but who do ye say that I am? Who do you say God is? Do you trust him enough? Do you know him? Do you know him? And then in 16 verse, and Peter, okay, and it says right here, Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, I trust in the living God. I trust in the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah, for what? Flesh and blood. Oh, God. See, you got to believe God. You can't believe it through the flesh. Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but by my Father, which is in heaven. Your flesh is not going to understand you saying that God is a miracle worker. Your flesh is not going to understand saying that I'm waiting on God. I'm trusting God to bring me out. Your flesh is not. It's gonna come contrary to the word of God. It ain't going to allow you to see that. I told him on yesterday, guess what? You got more. Oh, my God. You got more praise in you than you got problems around you. Uh-oh. I'm going to say that again. You got more praise in you than you got problems around you. Problems is around you, but praise is in you. Oh, my God. God bless you, Mother Charlie. God bless you this morning. Thank God for you. I'm telling you. When we begin to praise God and trust God like this, things begin to happen. Flesh is not going to understand you saying God is good and you yet going through. Flesh don't want to accept that. Flesh want to accept what's all around us. Flesh want us to start looking at circumstances and feeling the situation. But the word that's on the inside of us, that's coming out of our mouth, it takes shape. Forms and fast between us to let us know that we serve a living God. Just as we're reading here, we serve a living God. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee. Oh, I like this. He said, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. That's why I get. I build my church. God has built something in you. That's why I got to trust him. And the gates. And the gates. This is the 18th chapter of Matthew 16 and 18. And the gates of hell. Woo. My God, that blessed my soul. Let me go back up here. And he said unto thee, thou art Peter. And upon this rock, I will do what? Build my church. And the gates, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.